From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. forces have killed the Islamic State's finance minister, who was also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday that Haji Iman's death was part of a coalition plan to defeat Islamic State.
And together, we continue to do more and more to bring the full weight of our vast military capabilities to bear in accelerating the defeat of ISIL.
Carter would not say whether Iman was killed in Iraq or Syria. He also would not say whether the IS leader was killed in a raid or by an airstrike. The defense secretary also announced that Abu Sarah, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces this week. Belgian prosecutors say three people were detained Friday in a counterterrorism operation in Brussels. Authorities say the raid was prompted by Thursday's arrest of a Frenchman in Paris suspected of plotting a new attack. The Belgian prosecutor's office confirmed in a statement that Friday's arrests were conducted in three districts of the capital. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of U.S. support.
The United States, I want you to know, is praying and grieving with you for the loved ones of those who have been very cruelly taken from us, including Americans, and for the many who were injured in these despicable attacks.
A senior U.S. official confirmed that two Americans were among the more than 30 people killed in Tuesday's attack. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. At least 29 people were killed and 60 others wounded Friday when a suicide bomber blew himself up in a soccer stadium south of Baghdad. The attack took place during a match in the city of Iskandaria, about 50 kilometers from Baghdad. Medical officials say the town's mayor was killed in the blast. No one has claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State group has been waging a campaign of suicide bombings in and around the Iraqi capital. Iskandaria is part of a mixed Sunni-Shiite area that was once dubbed the Triangle of Death and has been badly affected by sectarian violence in recent years. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr threatened increased protests Friday if Iraq's prime minister does not enact government reforms. The influential cleric delivered the message through a representative during a sermon attended by tens of thousands in Baghdad. Sadr has called on Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to address corruption and cronyism within the government by replacing current ministers with more experienced leaders who do not have a political affiliation by next week. Abadi has expressed the concerns that protests could endanger Iraq's security, but has yet to act on reforms he announced in February. Christians around the world observed Good Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus on Friday. As Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem, commemorations there were held amid tight security.
Pilgrims from around the world marched in the traditional Good Friday procession in Jerusalem's Old City, many of them carrying big wooden crosses. They made their way through the narrow cobblestone streets of the Via Dolorosa, or Way of Sorrows, singing hymns and reading scripture as they visited the 14 stations of the cross. It was a sparse turnout this year in the wake of 6 months of violence. Jerusalem has been the focal point of a wave of Palestinian stabbing attacks on Israelis, and Israeli police and soldiers were out in force. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
It turns out Earth is not the only planet in our solar system with aurora borealis, or northern lights. A new study says that Jupiter also has a similar phenomenon. The X-ray aurora on the gas giant is hundreds of times more energetic and 8 times brighter than what we see on Earth. They are also larger than the entire surface area of Earth. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.